Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelvin.
And just like that, it is the Urban Culture Drive. Does not take back Kelvin at all. I think we're back home and we're like exactly where we are. Ah, I've missed this place. And we missed you. So if you want to interact with us, just hashtag Urban Culture Drive on Twitter. Please tag cliffcentral.com. And engage with us. Let us know what you think of the podcast. Was it insightful? Did you learn anything new? Have you changed your perspective on life? And long story short, I don't know. Did we add any value to your life? Like, is the reason why we're breathing? Like, is the reason why we're here? Anyway, we want to kick things off in a proper way, because now we only have an hour left, so we better make the most of it.
Let them know who you chose as your Beyonce. Sophie knows better as your baby mother. Cleaned her up for IG, but the cinch is on her. A baby's involved, it's deeper than rap. We talking character, let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child, let that boy come home. Deadbeat motherfucker playing border patrol. Ooh! Adonis is your son, and he deserves more than an Adidas press run. That's real. Love that baby, respect that girl. Forget she's a porn star, let her be your world. Yeah, how dare you put yay in my verses? I'm selfish, I want all of the curses.
Now usually I'd be impartial and let the song ride out, but as a Drake stan, I don't know if I can allow the song to complete on this show. I don't feel well in my soul. Like how, like, so to
I agree. Upset. We can't allow for that. No.
I'm upset.
Why are you upset?
And I, because Drake is upset.
Yeah.
And I'm upset because
Drake is upset. Hard.
Oh my goodness.
Can't be giving Pusha T that much airtime. No.
I haven't really been giving Drake too much airtime now.
No.
Wait a second. Actually, cut the song. Cut the track completely.
Absolutely.
He doesn't deserve this life.
Yeah,
no.
It's a wrap now. Guys. Too much airtime wasted.
Too much airtime, yeah?
Absolutely.
On these people. You know what I'd rather hear? I'd rather hear all day, every day, something like this.
Urban Culture Drive.
That's so much better.
That's much better.
Absolutely.
Literally, those 10 seconds were better than...
I'm relieved. I feel inspired.
Absolutely. So listen, I don't know if I believe... Do you guys believe that? Do you believe that Drake has a little...
Yeah, Adonis.
Young Adonis on the side.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. We've seen the images of his baby mama, and people have been trolling the poor woman.
Yeah.
But also, her viewership has gone up on Pornhub. So, look, it's a win-win. It's a win-win. Ain't nobody losing in this game.
But, I mean, out of all the times to not pull out.
Right?
You could have not. You had Rihanna and you pulled out. You had J-Lo and you pulled out.
I think about this all the time. Like...
And now, like...
Like I say, I refuse to comment. I'm not entertaining. I'm not giving any airtime. And we're not wasting Cliff's space.
Wait, King, speaking of airtime, you better tell us all about your little summer affair.
Absolutely. That's coming right up very soon, guys. I was in the red carpet.
I saw you on TV. Guys, I saw Craig was texting on TV. And I'm like, look at this. Even my sister was like, huh? You like things.
I love things. Hi,
no,
Duma.
No, you killed it, Shane.
Hi, Duma. How am I?
No, you killed it.
You understand? When it's time to go in the...
Did you know that you were going to be on?
It was just...
They were panning.
You know what I mean?
You know, in that case, because we have a new superstar in the building, so Drake, who are you? Let's indulge in all things Craig and red carpets.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Oh my goodness, guys. I don't want to lie to you. The summers were an absolute amazing experience. The red carpet specifically. I mean, we had some people that were a bit too much. We had Scholopad fainting just before
the summer started.
But the funny thing is, I felt like she was looking for attention because her outfit was clearly not giving as much as attention as whatever
you
the
reckon?
Case might be. I felt like she could have done it strategically, like faint before while the president was giving like a speech.
Right?
Something more dramatic.
Right?
Instead, she just decided
to... faint.
But the worst part was that like the show just went on. Hey, Duma. Retamaya.
Yeah, no, cool. Get her off the set. Remove her. Get out the way.
Yeah.
But I want to know, because everyone has been saying, look, the presenting was trash.
I felt like they were not rehearsed. They were not rehearsed.
Everyone said the
energy was not coinciding with what was supposed to happen.
Right.
It was, the outfits were stunning. The dramatic entrance where Somizi was like pulled from the top to the...
But I think no one even spoke of that.
You know, a little word about that actually cost 50,000. Just to get them.
What?
Absolutely.
That's so stupid.
I know.
I just hang him down with like dental floss.
Ah,
and then go all the way down.
And then he just falls dramatically. But I don't want to lie, some of the performances, Rue was absolutely
stunning. Yo, Rue came through. She came through.
She's absolutely stunning.
She was amazing.
She's stunning.
And I think she sort of changed the energy of the show, because everyone was hating on the show, thinking, oh my God, Danielle sucks, everyone sucks. And then Rouge comes on and she just...
And on top of that, I mean, it's 3 hours. Guys, it's horrible. The 3 hours is too long. It's two and a half hours.
You think it's too long?
It's too long.
Okay.
You know, they should like make it on Miss Esther or something. I mean, no, it was just like, we're thirsty,
you know,
waiting for the performance
to
end.
You know what my issue was? Is that one... I didn't even know that the summers were happening. I legit did not know.
Yeah, the marketing was terrible. I also just found out like the day before.
I was at like a house party, and then all of a sudden someone switched on the TV and the summers were there. I was like, oh, I didn't see this. I didn't know that was happening.
But guys, ever since MTN pulled out of the summers, it's been a disaster. Because they were called the MTN summers. Now it's just the summers.
So who runs them?
I have no idea. I'm not interested. I'm just interested in making sure that I get on the red carpet. That was my objective.
Yeah, no,
absolutely
well,
achieved.
Accomplished.
You know what I mean? And then obviously I had to entertain Lasizo's hair.
I saw
that outfit. I don't know if you guys saw that outfit. He was completely dressed in red, blending with the actual red carpet, and he had weave on the side
on
of
his shoulder pads,
which I felt like was brave. I mean, it's typical Lasizo to try to be playful.
Look, you can't be conventional on
absolutely
these.
Do you know who was
and
carrying,
I think that's what everyone did. Everyone was so boring on that carpet.
Absolutely. Do you know who was carrying his veil? Craig was sexy.
I know the camera actually panned onto you holding on to the veil, and I'm like, yeah, no.
And then I absolutely got a name for that, Stroy Macy. But either way,
but
I thought
it was fabulous.
Absolutely stunning. The food was stunning. The after party was...
Yes, I was going to ask you, how was the after party?
No, the after party was absolutely... Ugh.
Was it champagne?
No. It's not Miss SA, guys. Let's not even...
So what was it?
It was basically local
open
beer.
Open bar? SA,
open bar.
Okay.
Open bar, lots of wine. Spirits you had to pay for, which I technically don't really mind because I didn't want to get too fucked up.
Yeah.
But I don't allow the music... The outfits. I even got to see Tabsy in a very stunning, stunning dress. So everybody was lit. It was just one of those moments that you could like enjoy and you wish the night would never end.
Don't you find with these things that the after parties are always far better than the actual events themselves?
Because there's liquor, right?
No, but also it's ratchet.
Yeah.
Like people become,
and you don't have to pretend.
Yeah.
It's not a look good thing anymore.
No, but also guys, to get to the after parties, not just... I mean, they hosted them in... What they called it the King's Ballroom, just below the Presidential's Ballroom.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the people, they were just somewhere. We don't know.
General section.
You know what I mean?
Got parking lot.
But I absolutely love Lady Zama's outfit. I felt like she came through, you know, with that whole dramatic ambiance. It was just
And I'm
stunning.
Glad that she did that because I love her music. But yo, I'm not going to lie. For the first time, I agree with Black Twitter. Her stylist does not love her.
No, absolutely.
You know what? I'm undecided on this one. I'm on the fence. I feel like when they interviewed her about her style, and she's like, look, I liked it. I don't care. Like, I liked it. And I'm all for that. If you like it, then kimang o.
But didn't you find it a bit dramatic? I felt like
I mean
the change was
from.
Too hectic. She went the princess galore. You know what I mean? So she wanted to say, I felt like she wanted to say, you know what, I'm gonna show these guys that, you know what, I know what I'm capable of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then she just went there and she literally was followed by everybody.
Yeah, she definitely did switch it
and
up.
She and
she
lost a bit of weight, which is impressive.
Slender. You know, the game is cold. Bring a jacket. I guess.
But also, guys, can we mention Tira's wife? How rude. Is Tira's wife?
Dance.
And she's like holding her phone, reading up an announcement.
She's like, they said that they are grateful and thanks.
And I'm like, bitch.
I really can't see what's happening. Something about like they will collect. Yeah, anyway, cool. Thanks, guys.
Rolling her eyes at us. A couple
like,
of
what
times.
Are you doing? Did they force you to go on?
Just explain to me because I live under a rock. Because I keep seeing that, but I didn't go back to go watch it. What actually happened?
No. She's actually. So Mafiki Zolo was supposed to get an award, right?
Yeah.
And
no,
then,
not they're supposed to. They got an award.
Well, they got an award. Whatever.
Yes. Okay.
So for some reason, they said, please, can she accept the award on their behalf?
Yeah.
I think she was drunk, guys. Because the whole night she was a bit lit.
Nah.
She walked
She's
on stage.
She's just spicy. She's spicy, Jay.
She walked on stage, took out her iPhone. A plus.
And she's like,
thank you, board cash.
They say they're grateful and thanks and
rolling
so
her eyes.
Reading the text. She's like, and thank you, and they they say they're sorry that they can't be here. Mm. And I don't know. So she rolls her eyes.
So nonchalant.
Like,
no, she's so not rude.
You know what? I think she's just a rude human being.
She's just a rude human
and
being.
And I think this is the problem when I mean, listen, she's Stilo's wife. So
yeah,
she's
that's
she's
her
nice.
Job. She's known as Jira's wife, and I think it's a wrap.
No, but I mean, she's regardless of what she does, I mean, she's nice. You know what I'm saying? But I think she's probably been living in a bubble for a little too long.
Absolutely. But guys, Ricky Rick's outfit. What's your word?
I don't understand.
I think for me it was apparently the outfit was very expensive.
I'm very open minded.
It was straight off the red carpet. I saw it.
And it made the red carpet blow up, because when we saw that, everybody obviously had a lot to say. When we saw that and we saw Lacey's outfit, people started to literally hyperventilate on the red carpet. And I was thinking that, you know, these guys were very bold. I mean, their outfits were completely out of this earth. Ricky Rick was like, I don't know if it was like Mzeke after 20 whatever, you know, sort of an Mzeke that went to private school, if I can put it that way.
You know, I remember, you know what I keep thinking when I saw that outfit? Do you remember when Pharrell came to one of the awards with that really large hat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everyone was like,
and then it started trending.
But he trended. He got what he wanted.
Yeah, no. I guess when you're going to make such a big statement, people are going to talk about it. And I think you have to be brave to some degree. And I think he got it right. We all know him as the fashion... He's the king of Kotini.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, yeah, he's going to live up to that. And he, I think he does it quite well. I'm all for it. I'm very open-minded when it comes to these things. So
I'm seeing a lot of strong women coming up, especially with the performances. The women are, like Nadia Nikai's performance, I felt like was
No, but the whole chair, the whole throne thing has been done before.
But it's stunning from a South African perspective. I felt like that was quite
nice.
Do you know my issue with that is, right? And I keep saying this in Nepal, that you need to find your niche.
Yeah.
Right? I think that Rouge is pretty much, she's on her way to finding her lane. Like, as soon as she's trained, then she'll be fine. My only problem with Nadia is originality.
Yep.
Like, honestly, like, the videos are great. I don't get me wrong. They're good. But I'm like, who are you? Shoma Dlozi has, when you see a Shoma Dlozi video, you know, okay, only Shoma Dlozi could have done that.
Absolutely. Yeah, no one else could do it like Sho could do.
I got you.
I get that. And I also think with Nadia, it's all been done before. She's pretty.
Yeah.
And I think she rides on the fact that she's beautiful. So like bare minimum will suffice.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I think she's absolutely stunning, multi-talented. But I mean, when it comes to performances, guys, like the whole throne thing has been done. It was a whole Beyonce monologue of like a DJ.
Maybe it's because I watched it live, so it was totally better.
Oh yeah, Gondry were there live.
Like literally.
Yeah, not like us.
Speaking, you know, like
But before we get there, sorry, someone was hyperventilating in the producer's box. Okay, Balesa, how do you say it?
Your moment.
Your moment, shine, baby.
Hi guys.
How are you?
I missed you.
What if?
I did. And I wanted to correct Lusekho.
Yeah.
It's Majozi.
Oh, Majozi.
Sure,
Majozi.
You're calling her ancestors and a Lozi.
Do you know what? I don't like getting too comfortable with Palissa, right?
Why?
The one day she's hot, the next day she's super cold.
You don't even know where you stand with her. Yeah.
What happened last
night?
What happened last night? Why are you so happy?
Yeah, we know. And
I'm actually not feeling well. I'm not happy, but I'm fine. I'm alive.
But you're glowing once again.
You are glowing.
And we know in Balissa, our producer's glowing when she got laid proper the previous night. So, Bali.
What do you think? Is it a Xhosa guy or Zulu guy? I think it's a Zulu guy.
I think it's a Zulu guy. Definitely a Zulu guy. Only a Zulu man can lay pipe like that.
None of the above. Anyway, can you stop talking about me? My love.
Don't tell me Tswana, nigga, dog. We're wrapping this show up.
Do you know, I'm hoping it's not like Nigerian guy.
What would be wrong with a Nigerian guy?
Because Nigerians are just better. This is my problem. Those Oaks are born with biceps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They are born at like 6 meters tall. I'm going to their country next week. I will be the smallest man there. It is what it is.
And I feel like a Nigerian nigga will smash you against all. Like, in terms of, like, when you guys have sex. Like, he'll literally pick you up and pound you.
But do you know what?
And not even sweat. Like, he'll just be like, are you enjoying
this? But you know what's actually quite interesting about Nigerian men is that they don't hit their women. You hardly ever get a case where they become violent.
My neighbors say hi.
Wow.
You know?
Anyway, before we get distracted, so we're talking about the performances, right? Yeah. And you say, okay, fine. So you like the Nadia Nakai performance. You like the Rouge performance.
Hated the Aga Namali.
Aga Namali, didn't like that.
Yeah, he doesn't have stage presence.
No, he doesn't have stage presence.
He's a fantastic artist. Yeah. And he's a sweet guy. But when it comes to performance, and that's where Rouge gets it right.
She does.
Rouge could be mediocre as fuck, let's say, for instance, when it comes to vocals, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. But when she gets onto stage, she commands attention. And I think that's what that whole Sam thing, that's what they call him. From Aga Namali gets horribly wrong. But is he's just on stage, he sings, and that's it. It's like.
But I think with Rouge, it's because, you know, she just qualified. She studied arts and performance at the University of Pretoria.
Yeah.
So obviously that contributed to her stage presence because she knows exactly what she's doing.
Confidence.
You know, confidence, what to do, how to get rid of the nerves. Because, I mean, the moment she rocked up, I was like, whoa, this girl is here to mean, she means business. You know?
Yeah. Let's talk.
I like
presentation.
Presentation. Okay,
of the award.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll talk about that, but I just want to quickly add something about the performance.
Go ahead.
There's this lady, Futhi something. She spoke about. I mean, she didn't speak. She performed a ZCC gospel song.
Yes, and it. And everyone
was
just
amazing.
Taken by it.
I was
yeah.
completely taken. I felt like, you know, I don't really listen to gospel per se, but that was like, you know, one
the
of the few gospel
good,
performances
about,
that I love.
The thing about good music is that you don't need to understand the language.
Yeah.
To understand the dope track. I mean, you were talking about Aga Namali, the fact that he's just there with a mic and he's singing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's my thing about musicians and being in your creativity and how you are as a musician. The best performance I've ever witnessed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And again, from my couch, GSTV, because VIP for me for what? Was literally Adele on a stage with a mic.
Yep.
And she killed it.
Yep.
Yeah,
stage presence.
Adele,
I was like, what?
Command the stage, Adele. Command the audience.
She didn't move, she didn't flinch, she didn't do anything. She was just there. She was like, hey,
but it's Adele. 100%.
You take an artist like the late Whitney Houston. They don't need backup dancers.
They don't need, yeah,
Mariah Carey doesn't need backup dancers.
True. Yeah.
They command the stage. They have that presence. But when you take someone like Rihanna, we need a whole lot going on in the background.
Absolutely.
You're beautiful. Your vocals are mediocre, but
we need
a performance.
We need presence.
And I think that's the difference when it comes to.
So you're
to
talking
artists.
About presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, you're saying.
Yeah. How did you find La Cizue's presentation of the award, of Shekinah's award? Be specific.
I think clearly he was quite excited. I mean, it was his first time doing something
the rocks
that
move?
Dramatic.
What do you think about the stance?
The stance, with regards to the rocks, I think that people were just taking too much out of it.
Nah.
When you milk situations, because I think that if I believe in something, whether I'm a dozy or whatever the case might be, if it works for me, if Kuloya Duma, then why the fuck not? I will put those rocks. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I feel like it's taken way out of context. We don't know exactly, but obviously we know that AKA is trying to, you know, be relevant.
Can I be honest? First things first, the Beyonce track is beautiful. I love it.
Yeah.
Secondly, I think just ran out of creativity.
Absolutely.
I mean, what else is there to talk about?
For them to go that far or that low to get something from Twitter.
Speaks to Bonang.
Yeah.
Speaks to how lit Bonang is and
clearly.
How great she is.
And she hasn't responded. I haven't seen
and
any.
And that's how you deal with trolls.
You know, she hasn't said anything.
Silence.
But you know, I just want to talk about the things that were happening prior to.
Go ahead. I want to know all about the drunk celebrities, fashion faux pas.
People are a mess. Celebrities are a mess. People are a mess.
Who's the
messiest?
Who's the messiest?
It has to be the Voof crew. They are the absolute worst.
Was Voof there?
Yeah.
You mean the guys behind the setting up? You're saying they're the
messiest? What did my team do?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. What did Candice's team do?
Did they not arrive in an Uber van type of situation? Were they not throw? You know, the all these baboons by Sun City. Were they not trying to throw them with bottles? Did they not stop outside
Is
and
this
party?
Your team, Candice?
Is
party.
This your team? And
I
party
need to hear the other side
president
of the story.
Of Voof Trivia.
There are three sides to the story.
I felt like, my goodness, completely.
So
outrageous.
They were covering the red carpet?
Yeah, they were covering the red carpet. They were doing the most, though. But I felt like because they wanted... Remember, these guys are quite young.
Yeah.
So when they get drunk, they're on that...
It's litmus.
Candice drunk. Like I have to milk as much as
yes.
I possibly can, you know, with whatever I'm given. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I felt like KB is one of the nicest people. She came with her child. Very nice lady.
Oh, Tapsi was her. Tapsi looked amazing.
Her
I looked
amazing
dress.
And her attitude was amazing.
Yeah.
Tira's wife, I did not even want to touch or talk to her specifically after what
who were the nastiest celebrities? Like, who are the people you're like?
Yeah, that you're like, fuck it, I don't want to speak to
like
you.
Like, who's
again.
Your mother?
I do not like Ntando. Ntando is...
Ntando Juma.
She thinks the world
really?
Of us. No. We were sitting like literally neck right across each other. No, not for me. She doesn't do it for me. I didn't
see that one coming.
No. I didn't like her. Yeah. I don't know. Perhaps we didn't vibe because, I mean, also this thing, you know, just because we're sitting, breathing the same cubic air doesn't mean that we're ultimately get along.
Okay, yeah. Who else? Give us the sauce.
I feel like you're
who
being
nasty?
Very nice.
Who was nasty?
Come on, you're very spicy.
Come on, who was nasty? What did you see that the cameras didn't see?
What did I see?
This is the urban culture
who was wasted as shit?
Step up, fam. Step up.
Come
step
on.
Up.
Act like you know.
I got a song cued here. Step up.
Guys, I have no idea.
Did
Lazuzu does not drink, ironically. But he was the one driving everybody who was drunk.
Does he really, really not drink?
He does not drink. Does not drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do any of the crap. He's a very focused chap who's got a lot of mood swings. Oh, yeah. When he's down, it's horrible. You know.
Who was nasty? Who drank too much?
I did not see those.
Who
people.
was white girl wasted?
And as we switch off Craig's mic, because he's not living
up. Not coming to the party.
He's not coming to the party. You know what? We're gonna have a team talk, and we're gonna get right down to the bottom of this.
Urban Culture Drive.
Like what I'm saying, I think we should meet outside my place, yeah. If you need a ride, I got space, babe. We should just ride out, I swear, yeah. I swear.
And that is one of, I think, Craig and Candace's favorite guests we've ever had. Zynga!
Yeah.
Yeah, was it dope?
Yeah, besides being
a
freaking snack.
Actually remembering a name, guys, Dr. Malinga's... No, who's the... It's Dr. Malinga's son, right?
Robbie Malinga.
Rob Marley!
Can we do the thing? He is life goals. I feel like he's my spirit animal.
I feel like, you know, daddy's gone, so it's literally child money, and I think he blew quite a lot of money. I mean, he was wasted, he was surrounded, and you know, when you go to those after parties, you have to order a specific type of booze.
Yeah.
And he was just like...
He was archer with daddy's money.
Absolutely. You know what I mean? And I was like, okay, I see you. And Ukamoga de Dolce and Gabbans, you know, outfit changes for days. What? Like he was presenting something.
Yo,
I was like, but fam,
that guy is my spirit animal. Like he is the epitome of self confidence.
He's a mood. He's a whole mood.
He's a whole mood. He's literally a whole mood. Like he could run with this thing.
Oh my god.
I'm
not gonna like. I mean, that guy. Whew, like I would not touch the guy with a 10-foot pole. I mean, like. So it's like you dropped off like the ugly tree and hit every branch on the way down. You know what I mean?
And I
love people.
But
general.
The weird thing was like he was, you know how red carpet actually works? Because they focus on the people that are, you know, meant to be something. You know,
yeah.
No, the celebrities.
The celebrities per se, not us.
Yeah.
But I'm sitting there with Mahale, and me and Mahale are basically doing exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. Like we're with.
Someone. Plus one.
And the first thing me and Mahale, I said to Mahale, I'm thirsty. Mahale's like, yo, I can't wait to drink. Can we just get this?
Yeah.
Can we just? So I think I was wasted staying at the palace, of course, taken care by Daddy O'Dearest.
Of course.
How is he? He seems like a really nice guy, though, I must say, Mahale.
He's sweet.
I feel like guys give him too much grief.
Goloya Duma, what am I?
He seems like such a genuinely. Like, I could hang out with that guy. He seems like legit.
But guys,
cool.
I'm so depressed that I didn't get to the presidential suit just to shake Settle's hand. Because those guys were drinking.
I'm so disappointed in the fact that you weren't even involved
in
that.
I didn't even know that.
How did you
coming.
Not just pull up and be like, yo?
No, but also the security
ready?
Was insane. Security was
sure.
It was like, what? Because I'm wondering why the heck are they searching us, checking for everything, bullets, cell phone, cameras. You know, I didn't know that it was such a hectic thing to have a president around.
Yes, yeah, it's not games, fam.
But guys, what did you think of that, the president in the summers?
I thought it was cool, but I think it wasn't necessary.
I also
think it wasn't necessary, and I think he came, I think his team...
He came for votes, chief.
No, but the thing is, I think his team need to have a tongue lashing because they came to the wrong event. One, the marketing was poor.
Yeah.
I mean, it was not a presidential place for him to be. So I think... Right idea was at the wrong place. Yeah. But listen, I'm talking about right people, wrong places. We're going to talk about our love lives because that's pretty much how it sums it up.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
And listen, yeah, I don't want to say too much, but we'll be back right after this.
CliffCentral.com.
All right, before I mess it up, let me do it one more time.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Now, sticking to script because... our big boss man, the sexy Job, is at home.
And he's listening in. Hi, Joby, if you're listening in. I'm sorry if we fucked it up in the first 5 minutes.
Oh, he's already giving me a missed call. Oh, my gosh. This guy.
I know, he really takes it. He's like, I'm listening to you guys.
He's like, I'll stick to script.
Stick to script.
I wrote it for a reason. Anyway, trying to be good children,
please.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing that out of all of us, I mean, Craig and Job is pretty much the only two people that read.
We try. We try.
So producer Joel, right, he's been reading a book, right?
Long story short,
about a journalist that fell in love with a taxi driver, right?
Yeah.
Long story short, okay? And I guess it's going to talk about, because he wrote a synopsis on it, and
she basically felt that he was beneath her, because he is a taxi driver.
But
okay.
But he is beneath
her. That's the essence of it.
But he is beneath her, is he not?
And that's your opinion, right? I think it's very subjective. And look, it's all about deal breakers when it comes to careers, guys. Where do you draw the line?
With regards to
someone else's career. Let's say you're dating someone or you're vibing with someone. Guys, where do you completely go, nah, when are you a janitor, we're not doing this?
Can we,
or don't these things bother you per se?
What? Why are you even asking this question? I mean, guys, I'm just going to break it down. I've been in a situation where I've been with a husband, a nobody, for an entire year, where my overdrafts went crazy, where I am not. You know what they say? You know, I used to say, after that, I was like, don't date below the standard of your living. Mm-hmm. But now the actual thing is, don't date below the standard of your vision. Because somebody might be a janitor, but they're not going to be a janitor forever.
Yes.
So for me, it's a wrap. The moment given
over, there
is no vision.
We're
wasting time. You're going to waste an entire 12, 15 months of your life over trash. No.
So can I ask a question? So you date anyone as long as you love them, you have the same vision, blah, blah, blah.
Vision is good.
Okay, 100%.
Yeah.
Who would you not date, Candace? Oh, no, I'm asking the wrong person. Maybe bring this back to myself.
Oh my God, Lesego Mapanga. Katlego Mapanga.
Cat Lego.
I'll never let that go.
Go ahead, baby.
I don't know how you're going him today. I'll be honest.
Okay.
I hate it when people say things like, my money does not define me.
We've heard this from you.
You've heard this, right? In the same respect, right, I hate people that say, I am not, for example, my career. Mm. Let me not say job. Let me just say career.
Okay. Yeah. For instance,
I have a bit of
a stripper.
Issue with that. You know, my thing is, so, I actually don't mind you being a stripper, right? But, are you, this is going to sound so awkward.
Do you have plans on becoming a banker?
No, but what type of level are you on? Like, are you
entry level stripper, or are you like OG stripper?
Or are you like Babalo, who like, you know, does the, you know, where are you on the food chain?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's,
there's levels
that's
to
it.
Everything, to be honest.
So janitor, but you gotta be like senior janitor then.
I wouldn't mind if you're a janitor and you're starting your own janitor company.
Gotcha.
And now you're renting out janitors services to other people. Not a chance.
I'm trying to look at your morals here.
Not
so
a
call
chance.
Girl.
No.
But that's kind of entrepreneurship.
You yeah, that's
I mean?
A business.
So that's not. So that's
yeah,
like
it's, a
it's not.
A,
you're not a janitor. You are.
So I'll be honest, and I'll be brutally honest. As a red-blooded African man,
absolutely.
There is, and there is a bit of my toxic masculinity talking here.
Hmm.
But you know, the person that you want to end up with, right, is someone that you kind of want to keep to yourself and be very selfish
gotcha.
About it. Do you get what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
And nobody wants to play with a toy that's been played with everyone at the crash already.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I don't
know.
I beg to differ. I don't necessarily think so. Because, I mean, at some stage in my life, I've been that toy. You know what I mean? But I got over it.
I got
over it.
I just understand.
And then, so I feel like who you've slept with, what you've done in the past, if you are focused and you know that your career is going somewhere, then we've got something to work on.
So can I explain this, right? So there's a fascinating research, right, by the scientists. So as soon as I read this, I actually went and had a look at the research that was out there. So according to behavioralist, right?
Got you.
When men are looking for women, men are looking to be the first for their woman. Mm-hmm. Okay? I want to be your first and only, right?
Okay.
Whereas women are actually looking, when they're looking for a man, they want to be your last and only.
Yeah, got you. That's so weird.
Right?
The weirdest shit ever, yeah.
And that's where, do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that's why for men, it's always like, oh, she's hot. Okay, but who has she been with? And like literally niggas will do their research. It's a very small world, guys.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Especially like if a guy likes you. If a guy likes a chick, always he'll be like, okay, where does he work? Where does she work? Oh, she works here. Okay, cool. Listen, bro, just call whoever. Just let me know what's the background.
Come
I would agree to some level because some that's why some of his girlfriends that I hang out with, the niggas just disappear out of the blue. Like he's just heard stuff and he just picked it's a wrap.
Thank
the moment
you.
He hears that you've been playing too close at home.
He will ghost you.
They do that.
And that's how you know if a guy, that's how you know that you're not in a relationship anymore. If a guy does not talk to you for like a week or two.
Not even a week, a couple of days, you
just know that he has ghosted
someone else. It's a process. Ghosting is a process. You know, and you have to do it in such a way that you don't feel too guilty, but you know you're going to achieve your objective.
So I'll be honest with you, in varsity, right, I dated two girls. And every time I like a girl, I always do my research. I was like, yo, just go, what about 1, 2, 3? And one of the girls that I dated, and everybody was so shocked, was a chick that actually had a gold tooth.
No way! That's Liz,
oh my God.
I don't believe the shit.
I don't believe the shit for a second.
No, Liz.
And can I tell you why, right? One, she was an engineer, so that's where we met. But she was one of the sweetest girls I've ever met. And at that time... I was so over from the pretentious chicks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I mean,
I was
at Riz, you know me, you knew what I drove, whatever. So, like, you know, you got unnecessary attention. And I was like, no. And she was the only chick that was like, yo, what's up? How you doing?
So you like the fact that the chick with the gold tooth didn't treat you like
she
the god that you want to be treated like.
She doesn't treat you like you're some, you know,
She was authentic.
She was just genuinely interested in him, not his stuff.
And
I'm genuinely interested in you.
I'll tell you one thing about her, though. She
fancy
had...
fucking Mercedes Benz.
No, listen. She had... this is English is gone. One, she was beautiful. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
But two, she had the best... body.
The body's amazing.
Oh my lord.
I think
I'll never forget walking outside of campus and literally like she almost caused an accident.
Wow.
You know people say that and I saw it happen.
So like skinny waist, big booty.
Fam.
Like hourglass.
Literally. Like, and she doesn't work out nothing, but like I was like, doesn't even make sense. But anyway, that's in the past. But long story short, niggas do their research.
Yeah, they do.
It's a real
thing. So how did you do your research on this hand?
But
for practicality's sake.
It's a small. I mean, varsity's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Because you have this chick. Okay, she's from Mabupani. Okay, cool. Let me call Kelezi. Kelezi, you're from Mabupani. Do you know this chick? Yeah, what about her? Done.
But I feel like that is so immature.
But that's
and
like
so
snooping.
Petty.
That's like looking
it's
for.
It's like going through my phone. I feel like it's just too petty.
I once saw this tweet. They were like, men don't grow up. The older we get, the better we learn how to conceal our childishness.
Yeah.
But it is, guys, listen, this is all about authentic conversations.
Yeah,
it is what it is, okay? Niggas do these things, okay? It's just a matter of how do we get to live together.
I roll my eyes. Like,
right?
It's just too exhausting. There's too many things.
But like, it does seem kind of dismal, though, right? Once you think about it. No wonder, like, people are getting divorced.
It's because I practically go through the same thing whenever I date someone. So I'll date somebody who's like a chilled person. The next thing, they start to be crazy. You know, they start randomly starting acting crazy. Like, we've been vibing for like 2-3 months. All of a sudden, they want to know where I've been, what I'm doing. And then I'm like, well, who told you what? That's the first thing. I'm like, what have you heard?
And who are you talking to?
Yeah. And then I'm like, you know, I heard this. And I'm like, why did you give people that amount of leverage to even divulge that information to you.
I'm not gonna lie, I agree with you there. I there is nothing that pisses me off when you
someone
say,
comes to you and says, "Oh yeah, I heard you."
Oh my Lord.
So you're telling me that other person felt that comfortable?
No, don't
to tell
lie
you exactly
me.
My nah, oh, bullshit.
You know what I mean?
Cut them niggas off.
But I'll tell you this though, and it's one thing that females have, and I don't know how you guys do it.
Mm.
Female intuition is a real thing.
I guess.
Female intuition, I promise you, you'll mess up this one night, right?
Yeah.
And like, you'll
and
make sure no
smell it.
No one saw me, no one,
I can
nothing.
Smell it.
I can smell the sex in the air.
I can smell the
she will give me that look like.
Smell it.
Like, what did you do? You're like, ah, no, this is crazy.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so I want to know, now that we know who we're dating and where we're about and where we are now, right?
Yeah.
Very interesting conversation or topic. Your virginity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Who is that bastard that can claim bragging rights for the rest of
I'll tell
eternity?
You my story. So, mine is obviously my first boyfriend. I was 20. And the thing is, I was a party girl at Tux, you know? Mm. So everyone thought, everyone would make up stories like, I fucked Candace.
Mm.
And we were like, no, I fucked Candace, you know? And so everyone thought I was this whore, right?
Mm.
And so when he met me, he was like, yeah, I know he's heard about me. I'm like, nah, it's not true. So I tell him, like, look, I'm a virgin. And he's like, he doesn't believe me until we actually had sex for the first time. And he's like, Oh my god, I didn't know. I thought you were joking.
Oh my gosh.
So yeah, and shit, that shit was sore. Shit.
It's crazy, right?
That's ridiculous. It's not even worth it. No. You don't even come until you've like had sex for like 100 times. No. It's don't do it, guys.
And some people don't come at all.
Right? No, it's mythical.
But Craig, yours should be interesting.
I was 13.
Craig. I was
13.
I want to know. I want to know your man on man.
Yeah, no, I was 13.
I want to know both.
No. I was so technically I'm, you know, actually I'm not a virgin. I've slept with women before. But anyway, I lost my woman virginity when I was like what, 17, 18.
Whoa!
But with regards to guys, I was 13. You know, there was this guy who was about 19.
Wait, I got
who was 19 years old.
Hold on, let me drop that bed music.
This is about like in 2001. And I remember this guy, he taught me Sunday school, ironically. Those bitches that left church.
Yeah, was this consensual? Because I'm sensing the fact
absolutely
that you were a kid.
No, absolutely. I was all for it.
You were 13.
I was 13.
How old was he?
He was 19.
And this is where you sort of realized.
Yeah, because I went through puberty at 10, so I had already started developing. And
so you had the pubes.
So I had the pubes, I had the penis. It was a wrap.
It was a
so
party.
So this guy just told me.
But then again, he is Shanghai.
Yeah. You know, it sort of like, you know what I mean? But it was a pleasant experience. The weird thing was that because I was the one, and I think this is where it all starts, how gays decide whether they're top or bottoms, their first sexual encounter. And mine was like me being inside someone. So it was like, okay, this is clearly what I'm into. And it sticks with you for the rest of your life. No matter where you go, what you do, you'll always be, that's how, it's almost like the deciding factor.
But Craig.
Okay, but would you say
the
reverse on that, if a woman were to have sex with you at that point, that would have been the deciding factor for you?
That probably would have not been the deciding factor.
Okay, so you know exactly what's going
because
on.
Remember,
I'm just asking.
I think what fucks up a lot of gay people on our generation was that we're not exposed to pornography. The only porn we're exposed to was straight porn. So you psychologically think you are attracted to women per se. But then as you move right along, you're like,
Mark looks good in those shorts.
That's fucking lootly.
So how was your first experience? Though? In terms of pain, there's pain, right?
It was amazing. The guy did kind of mess up, so
did he cream? Talk about that. Oh, you top or bottom?
Oh. We will not talk about that. I got that. And then, but it was amazing. I wouldn't not do it.
I'm still disturbed at the age difference.
Maybe that's why.
Weird.
Yeah.
Nah.
Kind of rapey.
It's kind of rapey. Yeah. Nah, guys. No. It was fabulous. I really.
But it's kind of awkward because can you say it that way? Because
that's
he was on
I'm
top.
Saying.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Can you say that?
We need to change the laws of the country. Oh my god.
Statutory rape, guys.
I don't know what this is.
No. But it was absolutely fantastic. And then ever since then, I was so afraid of having sex. I went for spiritual cleansing. I went for the most. You know, just trying to get this. And I had an HIV scare because I thought, oh my god. I remember
you
my
guys
mom
go raw.
Yeah, it was my first
what?
Time.
Good
I mean, there was no, I remember I'm 30 years
there's
old.
There's so many red flags.
Thank you, education. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I must have this. So my first HIV test was at Tux when I was 17 years old. And I told this lady, I'm like, listen, this is what happened. She's like, but this happened such a long time ago. Don't you think by now something
would have... You would have been fading away. Your CD4 count would have dwindled.
And she was like, no, fam, you're fine. You're HIV negative. It was the biggest relief of my life.
This man, was he gay?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Still is.
And he looked at you and he... I've got issues
Sunday
with the fact
school.
That this man looked at a 13-year-old.
This is my issue.
And said, I want to fuck you.
Mm. And the thing is, I want to...
Kind of
like,
creepy.
In my mind...
But in my mind,
I'm trying to like think through it, right? But then again...
But I'm thinking roles reversed. Let's say it was a girl.
It would be a mess.
And it would be a mess.
It would be a weird thing. And also, I think I'm glad that I got somebody experienced. You know what I mean? That's like one of the biggest... That's one of the best things on how to lose your virginity, to get someone experienced.
Can I ask you, where did this happen?
At his room.
Where you guys felt so comfortable?
At his room. At his mom's room. Well, not his mom's room, but like his mom's house. Mom's house, yeah. And it was just like a vibe.
Did you know what was happening?
Well, I watched porn, so I was like,
so
okay.
You knew, okay, shop, we're engaging.
And also the penis was like, it's time. You know? Like, it just... Yeah, at that
time
I didn't know exactly what to do. But he's like, please do
it. I feel like you feel your way through it.
Mm. But now that I think about it, at age 13, 14, it's like grade 7, grade 8, right?
Mm. Your hormones are peaking.
I'm not going to lie. Raging.
Like, you want to fuck everything.
Do you know what's the worst thing?
Even a couch.
Right? What is the worst thing
you
fuck, Lizzo?
Like, you just want to have sex.
No, honestly, when you were young.
Can I say, my work experience, what I hated at school, right? Yeah. And I love doing speeches. But I hated... at schools, because if you sat down, you just get a boner out of nowhere.
Mm. Why?
And my surname was still Boyson, so I was like right in the top of the class, and I'm like, please don't call me, please don't call me, please don't call me. And like, you get so nervous, it actually dies down. But like, for those 2 seconds, because you get a boner all the time.
Why?
It's the testosterone coming into your body.
It is what it is.
You horny little motherfucker.
You would be chilling in Afrikaans, and then out of nowhere, hello. You're like, you're like, no. You're like, no.
What?
Absolutely.
These are things you have to go
through. But we haven't gotten to Liz. Liz, your first sexual encounter.
So one, I beat your record. 21.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And actually on purpose. So like, I didn't drink until 21.
Okay.
Yeah, same here actually. I started
drinking didn't have all of this until 21. But I mean, listen. And, you know, on this show...
Liz, you're not going to get away from this. You're not going to link us out.
You're not
going
to wrap it up.
I'm not. But we have a guest because no one cares what Lucifer has to say. Yo, what's up? You live, fam?
Hello?
Or not. Hello?
Hi, caller.
Okay, never mind. It's not him. It's me, guys.
We have a caller on the line, guys.
Mm. We're experiencing technical difficulties.
We are currently experiencing technical difficulties. Please stay on air.
Guys, I'm not winning with this.
We are currently...
This is so embarrassing.
Guys, we're struggling to get this call on air. Anyway, Liz is not going to run away from the fact that we need to know when he smashed.
And just on cue, because God loves me. Hi, caller.
Yo, what up, man?
Hi, our producer!
Yeah.
We're so sad that you're not in today. And I know you're going to yell at us and you're going to tell us that we're not sticking to script. So why are you actually calling in?
I'm saying this woman come up with his virginity story.
Yes. There we go, right?
Oh, wow.
Thank you very much.
I thought you had my back, fam.
Nah. Come on, Mapanga.
Listen, I hope the man flu shows you flames of life. Of life.
Can we? Let's go
on. Candice and I were going to come with chicken wings, but now we're like whipped.
We're like, nah, fuck it.
Okay, now listen, seeing that Job's on the line, should we keep it on the line or are you cool for now?
Yeah, keep it on the line.
100%. So, mine was actually quite interesting.
Yeah, you were 21. Cool.
21. Long story short, beautiful Botswana girl.
Yeah.
From Botswana.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Literally, like, she's not South African at all. I don't even remember how we met, but there we met.
How did you know what to do?
You know...
All the porn videos.
You know, fam, like...
Porn erotica.
Listen, this is like... They're a national key point, those things. Okay? If you had to write a test on anyone on those things, we would all like it 100%. So that's how I knew. But also, interesting love, she was 2 years older than me.
Ooh. Mm. Where did you meet this hand? Good tax.
Right?
Yeah, it's always
so
a tax.
Can you and Craig have a thing for older people?
Absolutely. Except mine is like rape.
I actually want to find out, because this is a very interesting thing now, this age thing. Job, what's the... If you were to find your wife now, right?
Yes.
What's the maximum age difference that... What's the maximum age difference that you would find acceptable?
So I've been fortunate that I've never dated someone older than me, but I don't... I honestly don't have an age gap. It's more about how I feel.
So you date someone 10 years younger than you?
10 years younger.
No, remember, Job is very much an intellectual, so he wants to speak.
Candace, I'm going to pick up your mic, because Candace wants to protect Job. This will not happen. Right now, will you date a 17-year-old, Job?
17, born. If the conversation is there, if she can hold her own.
Told you. I know.
It's what Craig was talking about. If she can hold her own, I have no problem. The problem is now 17-year-old,
So you know your man, huh, Candace?
100%.
Candace, no.
All my three men.
I got you.
So let me push this to the limit. If this girl was like 15, would you date her, Job?
No, he wouldn't.
No.
But no. Yes,
I feel like remember,
Job wants to eat ass needs someone to be. Someone that's crazy.
There's actually a mathematical formula to this. So you take your age
divided by 2 and plus 7, right?
Divided by 2 and plus 7.
So we just lost our caller to a very bad network.
So for me, I don't know. For me, I've always had like just the 5 years below, 2 years above.
I got you.
That's always been like my rule of thumb.
Yeah,
5 years below, 2 years above. I think it's
but
fair.
Anyway, there are never formulas to these things, guys. You
yeah,
can
look,
try
when you
to
fall in love, it just...
Okay, let's not say when quote, you fall in love. When you fall in vision, you know...
When you when you fall in vision, then
when
yeah.
you fall in vision, when your visions are aligned, you know, for love will come later. That's my theory. It'll come later.
Okay, but what's your preference, right? If you were to find the man you dream right now...
He'd be older. He'd be in his 40s right now.
He'd be in his 40s.
Yeah,
because so
I'm in my 30s, so 10 years is good, yeah.
Okay.
Late 30s, early 40s.
Yeah. Late 30s, early 40s. Do you know what I'm surprised?
Yeah.
The fact that you actually have an ideal man in your head.
Yeah, that is actually
like
shocking.
Like, if we're looking... If I'm going to fuck you, obviously, you need to be there.
You need to be where? Age.
You need to be older. Like, the why? Late 30s, early
40s. So you wouldn't shag someone younger than you?
Oh, God, no.
Wouldn't you, even if he's racked up?
But
I got a couple of cousins that are nice.
But also, wrecked up at 20 something is a disaster.
Yeah, it's probably like Forex and shit, like that. Nah.
Or like daddy's money.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you know who, Dolce & Gabbana.
The only ones in the country, fam.
Rob Molly.
Hey, what
Rob
you know Molly. About this? So listen, I'm so happy to be back. It just feels so comfortable
right?
here.
It's right?
It feels alright.
I don't know.
We're chilling. We're easy, man. This is our slot, guys.
The previous slot was just a little too kosher for me.
I like that.
I mean, I came here with like, you know, pork chops, and I felt so bad. I was like, oh my god, what am I gonna do? I don't know. It's just it's just a vibe. And listen,
it is a vibe.
Thank you to you guys for always downloading our stuff and listening to our nonsense and our little bit of consumer information that we have. I mean, we're teaching the nation,
right?
Absolutely.
We're leaders. We're leaders.
We're like
leaders.
We're a whole mood.
We're at the forefront
of everything.
Of everything.
Ratch. And red carpet and Dolce & Gabbana.
Yeah.
So shout out Rob Molly.
Yes. So I want to find out from you guys, right? Because literally we have like 2 minutes left. Mm. How should I kick this off? Because we've spoken about all things again, relationships. Maybe that's why we're not in any. I just want to know.
Yo, guys, I got stopped on Twitter this weekend, hey?
What happened?
Of you, fucking Nsekhoma Panga.
Oh, no, fuck
Let's
that.
Let's keep moving, though.
I want to hear this.
Switch my mic off. No.
Okay, we'll talk about it next week. I was in front of you guys. Quick sticks. Do you regret it? Your first time?
No, I don't regret.
No, hell no.
No, absolutely not.
It's quite awkward. So I don't, right? But I regret it for the person I'm going to marry.
Ugh.
Are you?
No, man.
Switch the shit off. Let's keep,
no, please, let's keep
let's
moving.
Wrap the show
let's get our new feature on the show, please. I'm not.
We have no time. So we want to kill off. So let's wrap it off this way. Tell us why you are. So it's winter now. It's cold as F. Mm-hmm. You guys are here. I really like it. Listen, actually, it's a good way to end things off. Everybody tells us, right, one sentence why you're happy to be back on this slot with everybody else in the studio. Stove Craig.
Okay. Well, can I say something a little weird? I'm not happy the fact that you're not following script. But number one,
yeah,
I am happy to not be here every day. It was a bit exhausting and a bit expensive. So now I'm a lot more refreshed, a lot more focused, and about to finish the book.
Deadline was a week ago, but I'm with you on that. So I would say I'm just happy that we don't have to research plebs every day, like D-listers. No offense. Sorry, guys. I love you guys. And you, Lesejo.
Wow. I'm just happy to be here because the energy is so different. The energy is a lot better for where I am usually during the day. And you guys are appreciated. Even though you
guys,
work.
He never says anything nice to us, so thank you.
I
lady.
Know, so that's why I need to like put the universe back in balance. Even though the work sometimes is quite subpar.
I am done with
I am done with seeking
the validation from
you. You know what, let's talk about that. Wrap the shit up.
Who should okay? And I'll give you guys the choice, right? Who should we end the song? Should we end this off with A Reese or the Slow Jams a cover? I think this. No, I think A Reese.
Right?
A Reese. Price is your boy. All of you are from Pretoria. Shout out to PTA. Shut we up, love you guys.
Sure.
The Urban Culture Drive. Hashtag Urban Culture Drive. Tell us what you think. We're back.
Woo! Awesome. CliffCentral.com.